Okay, start again.
8:45, we'll call the meeting to order. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. First thing on the agenda is a consent agenda. General agenda. Approve minutes of meeting held April 20th. Approve all claims through May 4th in the amount of $365,915.48. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve permit 878 and 881 for Windstream Nebraska, Inc. to install a communication facility North 16 Island Grove Township, East 22 Grant. Approve permit 879 for Roars Machinery to construct a water line electric line at East 30 Rockford Township. Approve permit 880 for Windstream Nebraska, Inc. to replace communication facility at North 31 Grant Township.
I make a motion we approve the consent agenda as presented, but I would like to have some discussion regarding number 5 and number 7.
Okay.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Lytle. Discussion. Matt.
I guess the question would be for our highway superintendent. Several weeks ago, we met with townships in my district, and one of the concerns is when these outside entities come in, if they booger up the road or do something, is this anything that would get into doing anything with the road that would affect and making them accountable?
And we started copying the townships on all them, too, after that concern. You know, I know a lot of times they weren't getting a copy of it. I've always had good luck if they tore up the road just billing them, but I don't know if the townships have.
Okay. Thanks.
Anything else on the consent agenda? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items? Marlon, you're up on Highway Superintendent Report.
I guess go down that my report. In your packet, I just copied you the load rating updates. So we've got finished with all these. We took pictures of all of them. We're trying to correlate that all together and send it to the state because they need proof of whatever we did. So each bridge, we took a picture with that bridge number on it by the new sign. So there's like 100 bridges on them four pages that we had to either, some of them we removed it, some of them we left the same, some we had to lower, and some we raised. So and just keep you up on this MIPS highway program. I want to remind you that again. Then a budget update after this week's claim, 88.46% of the year, and we've used 85.7% of the budget. We are going to start hauling gravel. The low bidder doesn't have any product right now, but he thinks in 10 days he'll be able to hit it hard. So we are going to start, and we've been hauling rock whenever in gravel on county roads out of the Powell pit. So we'll be getting some bills on that pretty soon. The East 27 Island Grove Bridge, that was that accident site. That was open 4/22. After we got it all done, we had to have an engineer come back and check it and fill out the critical findings report and everything like that, the damage inspection. So that one's open. The Beatrice North project, we have a pre-con tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in this room on that project. I'm going to get rolling in June on that. And on the Barneson South, we got 7 working days left on that thing. They were down there yesterday with 3 pieces of equipment and 3 people working. Hopefully they'll hit it harder. They got about 2 weeks left, in my opinion. So.
Marlon, yeah. What happens if they go over the 7 working days?
And they'll get a penalty.
So they don't have to be done by the end of the 7 working days. It's just...
Right.
Yeah.
What, Chairman?
Matt?
I have a question on this Beatrice North project. If I remember, boy, it's been about 8 months ago. There was talk about the detour and how that'll go straight north on that west.
It'll go on Elm Road and then down on Southwest 45 Road. It's county roads. Both.
Now, as that traffic pattern changes, do we have to give a certain time period of notification that road's going to, and would it be a courtesy to do such and say, listen, you're going to probably start getting some pretty big traffic? How do we notify those people and let them know? Because one day they're just going to start to see a lot more traffic on.
Yeah, they will. I'm hoping. My first choice was to route traffic down the state highways, but the engineers in the state said we couldn't do that. It was too far out of route. But we can sure notify them, landowners or the residences there along that. It's 4 miles, so.
Is that west or that west corner there? The truck comes there from the east, or from the west going east. Is that corner there, are they going to be able to turn and go north there? Is that a big enough intersection for... Because that's
down Hickory and turning...
Elm.
Well, Hickory Road there, wherever, if someone's coming from the west on Hickory Road and they're like, oh, darn it, I got to go back north. Are those intersections wide enough to carry
that?
Yeah,
they are on there, okay. Yeah. Because that's a county road there, that Southwest 45 road, I think it is.
Yeah, isn't that road going north county too?
Yeah.
That intersection is wide. I mean, some of the township, the county roads even, you get a nice wide, and then some of them are kind of...
Yeah, no, it's okay. Pretty wide there, 28 foot wide anyway. So.
Okay. Gary?
Well, that brings another question. I got two now. 45th Road, Marlon, are we building that up? Because it isn't, when it rains, that isn't the best road in the world.
We'll probably have to pay a little more attention to it with some more material.
Okay. Yeah, because I know from driving it over the years, it's not the best when it rains. What is the holdup? How come they have taken so long to get that? That bridge has been done, Marlon, for, 3 months now?
Well,
4 months?
The holdup has been with the subcontractor that had the dirt contract. He had four of them come. They all basically they got the bridge done over winter, and the dirt work was all ready at the same time. So, and it's local contractor. So, I know he's been trying to get there, but he's got four different projects to cover, and it's not that big a company. So,
okay, all right.
Moving on down, the other two projects, the N. Wymore one, sent out notices on that, and I got several comments back, all agreed with we need to do the project. City of Wymore will pay the cost share on that. I've kind of updated on the estimate, and I don't know if they were prepared for the $200,000 or not, but they're close. So then the in Philly one, or North
Just Philly. A second, let's stop on that. You said you're having a face-to-face Monday, the 25th of April. Did you have that meeting?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And everybody was present?
Yeah, and the only thing we're waiting for is historical clearance. It's supposed to be coming in email, and then our NEPA will be done on that.
Okay.
Philly North, there's supposedly some wetlands there. I had trouble finding it. We went out to the site last week with Olson Associates and looked for it. And the places on the plans that showed the wetlands, I couldn't see any of the normal, like, cattails or anything in there, but... I suppose we'll have to give them some. We can we have to mitigate, then make a little wetland. We'll have a few corners there where we can do it, so we won't have to go off the site anyway. So, going down to department activities, the bridge crew, the foreman on that crew had an operation, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago. So the other two members been repairing bridge decks and doing cornerstones, and some of them bridges we had to clip the deck to the stringers. They've been doing some of that, and now he's back at work. He's on light duty yet for a little bit, but and the asphalt crew were still sealing cracks. We did take a day out and patched that Adams South blacktop. It was getting to the point where we couldn't hold rock in there anymore. Dirt crew, they've been placing riprap around bridges that where we've had issues from inspections on scour and stuff. So we about got that all done. We're going to start laying the tubes that we've got laying on the ground around the county. So, and then that's about all I've got other than the working days. So,
okay. We need a motion to approve or disapprove 4 10-hour days for the Gage County Highway Department construction crews.
I would make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
With a clarification that construction crews are all non-administrative office services.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion.
So, Mr. Chairman, does that clarify what we talked about? I think that's. Yes. Is that?
So that means the office, and I agree with that. We can have it open 5 days. I guess my question is, for myself, are you expecting me to work for 5 days or work with the crews?
I would expect you as part of the administrative personnel.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Gary.
We had this discussion once, and I thought it was pretty clear when Denny said that, you know, 5 days a week, you'd be working 5 days a week, and if we had to come in a little early, that you would come in a little early and take care of what needed to be done. Is that? Correct. I think that's where we're at. That's the way I understood it last time we discussed it.
Absolutely. It's a leadership responsibility and one that is expected.
Okay. Any other discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. What else, Marlon?
I think that's all I got.
Okay. We'll want you to stick around, though.
Okay.
Discuss and approve or disapprove decommission and retirement of the Sheriff Department K-9 dog and turning over ownership to Deputy Joe Kubicek.
I would so move.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens.
No, Dorn.
Dorn.
He's one without the beard.
He's going to have to grow one.
No. They're going to shave.
Discussion, Matt.
Question, why, if this is a sheriff's employee and the sheriff's dog, why do we have to vote on this? Isn't this just an operational issue for the elected?
He's part of our inventory.
Is the dog's inventory?
Oh. He is our service.
Basically giving him to a private person.
Okay.
So it's like, if I gave a chair that somebody had used for 50 years for their service, I couldn't do that without this board.
Really?
Okay. Terry could give you his goats, though.
Juergens Goat
you
Farm.
You can have them.
Juergens Goat Farm is up and running.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. We will go to committee reports. Give Gus a little bit to get here.
Well, the building grounds had a long meeting and discussed a number of things. They're Wim from Berger and Associates were there, and I think we finally nailed him down as far as the things that Cheever had to take care of and the amount of money that they needed to make up for the items that weren't done, particularly in the clerk's office. One of the big issues was we had one of our employees over in the clerk's office who was injured in the old vault. And so we have to do something not only with that vault, with the other vaults in the courthouse, that the shelves are not secured. It's just they aren't safe. So we as the Building Grounds Committee told Dave Jones to go ahead and do this vault because of the danger that we had to the employees, and it could have been much, much worse than it was. We still have some issues with that employee, but we're going to have to do those vaults, but we want to let you know we instructed Jones and Dave to go ahead and do that work. Myron has been working very hard coordinating as we move forward, trying to find out how we can make our meetings more accessible to the public, and as Kathy has requested, and so we're getting more information. And didn't realize that with our security cameras and our security people, we have some stuff now that we can use that we really, I guess, didn't know enough about to think. But so Myron is working with Mark Mainz and with security people, and we'll bring back another report relative to that later. Myron, I don't know if you had anything else to add on that.
No, that's right. Mark Mainz was at the meeting, and a lot of the security cameras in the that we have now in the courthouse, those cameras will work for what we want to, or what we're, one of the goals we're aiming for is to be able to broadcast over the web. And not only that, Mark said, then, don't know, but there might be a possibility of getting a grant to help with that because of putting one in here for the safety and everything that, you know, then it's on and recorded too all the time. And some of those things, I guess it's a little bit of luck because it just, if this works out, that's very beneficial to us and to the county and everything, and don't have a cost to it maybe. So,
okay. We are going to have some issues as far as circulation, lack of circulation within the offices, and so discussed earlier before me about ceiling fans in those offices and weren't part of the original project, but something we're going to need to do to improve circulation, then we can determine do we have our sensors correct as far as the air conditioning equipment is concerned, but are moving in that direction also. So
I wasn't there on the highway department doing the sidewalk. You want to touch on that? Did you get any bids on that?
Dave Jones got some quotes, three quotes relative to the sidewalks and what was necessary, and he's going to be coordinating with Marlon to see what the department can do. Obviously, if we take the labor costs out of those quotes, if we can do it in-house, it's going to be cheaper, but we're still waiting for
okay.
That'll be coordinated.
Okay.
Anything else? I think that covers it all, doesn't it?
Okay. Any other committee reports?
Road and bridge, basically. Marlon's got some samples on rock testing. We discussed that in the last meeting. We're going to have to rent that crack sealer for another month, and then that should be over with. And we'll have to look at replacing it next year, probably it's sometime, I don't know. Discussion again over grade routes, maybe a combination of seven routes, combining those into six. I think maybe we'll try to join them together at some time. Basically, all the other stuff we went through. Another discussion using chip rock versus gravel on these roads. We're going to try that maybe at some time, see how it will work. Other places have used it, and it's worked out well. And the Barnes and South project, Marlon discussed that and covered most everything else, I think. So I guess that would be it on that.
Okay. Any other committee reports?
We had law enforcement committee, too, and part of the reason why we did was because of the dog, retiring the dog and whatever. And Gus reported that the city of Beatrice and I think Jefferson County both, if needed at all, they will be able to help until the process or the time we get another one or whatever. And he also said that the generator, they're still working on that. The generator's here, but it's not installed yet. And then I believe the garage door was the other thing he had that hopefully pretty soon.
How hopes were broke again yesterday.
Yeah.
He'll be here shortly, I hope.
Okay. Any other committee reports?
Oh. Insurance?
We met on the 20th for insurance committee. They are looking at what our renewal rates are going to be. Also, Don did some checking with Husker Health, and there is a program in place with them where anybody from the county, any county employees, get the
It's a membership that they waive your initial fee of $99, and then it's $25 instead of $29 per month for single, and I think then the family's a little more than that.
And that's at no cost to the county.
Corporate, right.
Corporate, that's the
word. Oh, I didn't know what you were looking for. Yeah,
the corporate rate on that for any employees. So.
Okay. Any other committee reports? Well, since the sheriff was late, we'll let him speak now.
I'm going to leave a tip time for me, so you're busy again today, so what can I say?
Good morning, everyone. I know the issue with our canine was taken care of already, and I appreciate that. I do want to just give you just a little stats on Arno, and then I'll move on to the statistics, but it's important, I think, you understand how important the canine program is to the department. Arno was a German Shepherd. He came to us from Belgium. And joined the sheriff's office and was commissioned as a deputy by the county board back in 2003. He was then certified by the State Patrol Canine Division with handler Deputy Joe Kubicek at that time. Since certification, Arno has been responsible for approximately 10 pounds of narcotics seized, numerous amounts of and drug paraphernalia. Arno has had 10 fugitive tracks with physical apprehensions, one of which was an attempted homicide suspect. During Arno's tenure with the Gage County Sheriff's Office, he recovered many items of evidence while performing tracks of suspects. While conducting building searches, he also located subjects that were unlawfully on privately owned buildings, or in them. 2010, Arno was then recertified with handler deputy Burke Klein. In the first year, he had over 40 deployments and numerous vehicle and narcotic searches in which drugs and drug paraphernalia were found. Arno performed multiple tracks when requested by the Sheriff's Office, Beatrice Police Department, and Weimar Police Department. He's attended several community events and performed a routine foot patrol with his handlers in the small towns when called upon. Arno was an active member also of our emergency SWAT team. Throughout his career, he remained certified with the highest national certification of PSP through Nebraska State Patrol. In April of this year, after 9 years of service, he was diagnosed with, if I get this right, spondylolisthesis of the spine osteoarthritis, which I suppose we all get at some point in time. After discussing between myself and our vets and our handlers, I determined it's probably about time for Arno to go ahead and retire. He would be 70 this year in dog years. He'll turn 10. And he was getting to the point where, like everybody else, you grow older, he's just not quite as aggressive as he should be. So we opted to take him out of service. I have two deputies that have indicated an interest to continue on the program. But to their credit, they are a little young yet, and they want to get a little more experience on the road, is what they've told me. So maybe down the road here a little ways, we'll start working towards some donations and some fundraising for another canine. It's about $10,000, I think, where it sits, for buying, purchase one and train them. So the program's not going to be forgotten. We're still going to try. It's just to their credit, they just want a little more experience in their belt. They're both young guys and want to go a little bit more that direction before they take on, because it is a 24/7 task. With a dog and work with it. So, again, thank you. And it's usually a standard procedure normally that they go to at least one of the handlers, or they either put down, because you just can't have a dog like that as a house pet for anybody, because they're trained to a degree to attack if there's any threat to their handler. So, I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, moving on to our first quarter stats, 2011. Calls for service, 1,632. Compared to 1,715 last quarter. We had 97 accidents compared to 143 accidents. Had 72 citations, again 72 citations. We had 340 warnings compared to 379 warnings. 188 arrests compared to 199 arrests. Paper service was 319 compared to 248. Warrants served, 83 compared to 109. Fees earned from legal service, $4,023.34 compared to $3,255.49. Mileage was $2,400.35 compared to $3,011.51. Fees from copies generated, $244.50 compared to $99. Distress warrant collections, $2,680.27 compared to $6,810.01. Distress warrant partial fees was $100 compared to $155.70. Town inspection money earned was $3,200 compared to $2,460. We drove about 57,704 miles this time and 60,794 last quarter. We had transports of 2,105 miles compared to 3,617. We had $2,147.39 in money reimbursed from grants compared to $6,867.69. Deployments will not count now, obviously. Meth labs, we had two compared to, two last time as well. Five drug violations last quarter and none this quarter. We had 3,156 miles given to us by reserve mileage patrol time compared to 15,120 last time. Reserve hours, 378 compared to 1,826. We had
why such a...
Well, I'm guessing. I was just trying to top my head because I knew somebody was going to ask me. I'm trying to remember what it was. There was something that they were really... They did a lot of transports for us. And I'm trying to think what else. There's something else in there. And for life, I can't remember what it was. As soon as I get back across the street, I'll think about it. If I find out, I'll just give you a call, Rex, let you know. Billing checks, we had 823 this quarter, and we had 862 last quarter. We had 8 open doors found and 13 last time. So that was Sheriff's Office.
Question. Where does the money go that's collected, whether it be a ticket or a title fee? Does that go into the general fund?
Citation money goes to the courts, and then a good percentage of that goes to the local school district. Anything else collected, like, of course, our distress warrants, title inspection fees, that all goes into the general fund. And by statute, like title inspection fee money is supposed to be designated for money to turn back to use for title inspection. It would be flashlights or a car, things like that. It's intended to kind of replenish, kind of a funded mandate to some point. But anything we generate goes general fund.
So the school district money, how do they divvy? Is that where the... How do they divvy that up? Because we have several school districts in Gates County.
Yeah, I'm not all too privy on that. I know a large portion goes to the school district. Now, whether it's the one in Beatrice, I don't know if Roger knows that, or if it goes, I'm pretty sure it's...
Lori, I'm going to ask Lori.
I don't know how they...
I'm going to guess it's a proportion based on enrollment, because, like you say, you have Southern,
Freeman,
Gage,
Tri-County, Odell.
Freeman, yeah. Tri-County, even Wilbur Clay-Tony would...
And I know some is court costs and some goes to judges' retirement, state retirement. So,
it's curious. Thanks.
We need a drug bust like Seward got.
It would. Well, we did task the task force here a couple years ago, went about $150,000, and it got divvied up, and that kept the task force kind of offset operating expenses. But
I think we ought to talk to Seward about divvying that up, since the cities and the counties got a lot of money taken away by the state. Yeah. Divvy that up with the
exactly
counties.
Right.
I think that'd be a good thing.
I don't know if a lot of you noticed or not, the way a lot of the cuts are starting to be done by the state. I know Saline County and I think it's Lancaster County are not going out to the parks now because they started cutting and allowed alcohol. So I think you're starting to see a lot of different things shift and who's going to do what. And the thoughts of some of the sheriffs is, you know, if they're going to allow alcohol and then cut back on the game warden positions, then, you know, they might not be out there. So,
yeah,
it's going to get interesting.
It will.
State's trying to shift
responsibility. It'll be very interesting.
With no
help. Okay, Amber's going to do stats for you for the jail. Thank you.
Morning. Do I have to say my name for the record? Amber Mulberry. Quarterly reports for the first quarter of 2011. There was 207 males booked, 64 females. 107 of those were felony charges, 339 misdemeanor charges, and 88 other. $17,266.75 was spent in for inmate medical. No income from housing for other counties. $182.50 for fingerprints. Inmate phone usage, $760.75. Commissary commission income was $5,590.10. And spent outside on prisoner holding was $20,091.42.
And was that so high because of the refurbishing taking place?
That had a small impact on it, but additionally our counts have been higher and we've had to ship out prisoners. So.
Okay.
Medical report, again, the total was $17,266.75. General care expenses was $6,692.63. And emergency medical, $10,574.12. We had quite a few people go to the emergency room, including a 2 or 3 day stay for one individual in the first quarter. Nothing on vision and $174 spent on dental. Of the 271 lodge, 154 of those was brought to us by the Sheriff's Office, 106 from Beatrice PD, 3 from Wymore, and 8 from the State Patrol. There were 64 alcohol-related arrests.
Dennis.
Just a question I should know this, but I don't. When we have someone that's hospitalized for the 2 or 3 days, do we have to delegate a deputy to be on duty at the hospital to?
Correct, 24/7.
Okay. I thought we did, but I wasn't sure. That's extra. Do we use a volunteer on that or one of our reserve deputies, or do we?
We can find. Amber will use some of her staff. I might use reserve deputies or something like that, depending on what people's schedules are. And
okay.
Makes it match.
Okay, good. Matt. Thank you.
Under bookings, what constitutes being jailed for other? I want to make sure I don't do another. Seriously, well, I don't know what it was.
The computer just generates this report. It would be like infractions. They were booked. You can't be arrested on an infraction, but like a misdemeanor charge, and then you had infractions. So that would constitute the other, like maybe possession of drug paraphernalia, like a pipe or something, which would be an infraction.
Gary.
Amber, did we have certain times where we were peaking with people that were coming in? Because we showed 271 lodged, going back to Matt's question about the $20,000 for outside prisoner holding. In third quarter of 2010, there was actually more people lodged, but we hardly spent any money on outside holdings. Was it just short peaks? Or?
Sure, that's part of it. And then as Rex indicated earlier, we had we shipped everyone out, I think it was in January or February, when we were doing the shower.
Right, so it wasn't minimal. It was actually a large effect when the shower was...
I don't know the exact number.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted it, I could get those numbers for you. But
I was just clarifying, because when Rex brought it up, you said it was a minimal effect. And I think it was probably more of a large effect than it was minimal.
Probably.
Had to have been. Okay. Just clarifying.
I could get those numbers for you, like I said, if you wanted.
Yeah.
The exact numbers.
Yeah, go ahead and get them.
Okay, I can do
that. That way we know.
Sure.
Okay. Any other questions?
Amber, you might tell them, I think she was informed by Jill Standard, I think, a week or two ago that they have accepted the... correction action plan that was sent back to Marshall or the Fire Marshal office.
The Fire Marshal.
So that's what we're going to have for that timetable now, which was within 1 and 2 years, that was most of the stuff.
Yes.
So they accepted that, so now we're on track.
Okay.
And you guys have all that information from before?
Yeah.
And there's going to need to be further discussion over the amount of money that we're going to spend into the, as Gus calls it, the old girl across the street there. There's going to be a significant amount of money we're going to have to put into that thing. So it's going to be some pretty big dollars. Just so between law enforcement and building and grounds, we probably are going to have to put our heads together. And they've shortened the timeline, and the scale of the projects are fairly big. So,
as additionally some new issues have arose. So.
Okay. Any other questions? Need a motion to put report on file.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Closed session personnel issues.
Mr. Chairman, I would go into that. I would ask you to add a potential litigation, which I was surprised of yesterday, against to protect the public interest as we look at this issue.
Okay, we need a motion to go for personnel issues and potential litigation to protect the public interest and not needless injury to an employee's.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve at 9:21. We need a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Amber, come up, Gary, with your questions on the shower project. Outside prisoner handling was $7,100 of housing fees. So it wasn't half of...
Two-thirds.
Yeah, two-thirds, or a third of it anyway.
A third of it.
Was it 10,000, or what was
20,
it?
20.
20-some.
It's about a third of it.
Yeah. You can put that in there.
Same with transport costs.
What are you showing me?
Nothing.
Okay. So is there anything else for the good of the order? Anything else for the good of the order? Board of Supervisors meeting adjourned at 10:33.